To the business world, Don Green is a pioneer in the digital telecommunications industry, the founding father of Petaluma's Telecom Valley. In the realm of the arts, he's known as a dedicated choral singer who became the namesake of the Green Music Center on the Sonoma State campus. And in his private life, he's the proud patriarch of an extended family. All this and more is recounted in his richly recalled and propulsive autobiography, Defining Moments. But it's a book he says he never planned or expected to write until...
5 minutes before I started it. It may sound strange, but I had no idea of writing a book until I got it started, and then it led itself.
From the opening chapter in pre-war England to his ongoing investment philosophy, this is the crisply told story of a full, varied, and accomplished life, most of it shared with the love of his life.
Maureen was 3 years older than me, and a little more mature in the early days, but we were meant for each other, and that left a lot of room in our marriage for pleasant things. So it's very helpful to me to have somebody as competent and pleasant to work with as Maureen.
Green's professional life began at age 16, working for Britain's General Post Office, which also happened to own and operate the nation's telephone service. After acquiring an engineering degree, he went to work for AT&T, which brought him to North America. In time, another job change drew him further west to San Francisco. And it was there, at age 37, that he discovered a love of singing.
One day, when I was in church bellowing the hymns, a woman in front of me turned and said, "You should join the choir. You've got a nice voice." I didn't know she was talking to me, but she kept after me, and I went and sat with the choir director, and she asked me what I was, and I said, "I'm a tenor, I think." After banging out a few notes, she says, "You're not a tenor, you're a bass," which is a pity, because you need more tenors than you need basses.
Telephone technology was rapidly changing, and recognizing some emerging opportunities, Green launched a new business to capitalize on them. It succeeded and was bought out, as was a second startup, setting the stage for further entrepreneurial endeavors, one of which led to a surprise early morning phone call.
I was woken up at 6 in the morning by the CEO, who asked me if I was awake, and I said, "I'm not, but I'm getting awake. What is it?" He said that we got an offer from Cisco to buy our company. I said, "Well, what is it?" And he said, $6.8 billion. My reaction was disbelief. My wife was asleep in the bed beside me, and she asked, "Who's that?" I said, "Oh, it's Carl. He's got an offer for buying the company." "Well, that's nice, dear," she says. "Tell me about it in the morning."
Don Green is 85 now, his voice muted and closely mic'd for this interview, and living with Parkinson's disease has slowed him down somewhat. But he is proud and gratified by the large, tangible piece of his legacy that now stands completed in Rohnert Park, the Donald and Maureen Green Music Center.
I'm highly delighted with what's happened in total. Whenever I go in the hall, I look around and I say to myself, how did the people of Sonoma build this thing? It just looks so incredible. It holds me up every time I walk into the hall. I get a lot of credit for the place, but it was the people of Sonoma that created it, and I thank them for it.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.